Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Winning for Life Show, where we dive deep into the stories and insights of those who have transformed their lives and the lives of countless others. Hello, my name is Steve Harvey, and today I'm excited to take the host seat and interview a truly remarkable individual, a man whose journey from poverty and emotional stress to achieving the number one status in Europe for three network marketing companies is nothing short of inspirational. Wolfgang Sonnenberg's life story is testament to breaking free from limitations and living beyond the constraints of the traditional 3D world. Growing up with challenges many of us can relate to, Wolfgang has embraced a non-dualistic approach that redefines success and inspires us all. Imagine a life where true freedom is not tied to conventional paths such as engineering and law, but one where you found walking away from the lucrative opportunities that don't align with your purpose. Wolfgang did just that, leaving behind $1 million in debt and a thriving law and financial advisory career to seek that real justice and purpose. Today, Wolfgang's influence extends far beyond his achievements in network marketing. He's a founder of Winspiration Day, a movement that has empowered individuals to discover their real purpose over the past 21 years. From transforming company cultures to passing wisdom through generations, Wolfgang's programs have left an indelible mark on the world. In this special episode, we'll explore Wolfgang's journey from engineering and law to leading others towards genuine personal and financial freedom. What's the legacy you want to leave behind? Prepare to be inspired, to live authentically, gain wisdom, and co-create a future where true success isn't about chasing titles or money, but living in harmony with your true self. Without further ado, let's dive into our conversation with the one and only Wolfgang Sonnenberg. Wolfgang, welcome to the Winning for Life Show.
Thank you for the idea to turn it around and give me the other position that I finally can feel how it is to be interviewed here.
Today, we're diving into the deep end of success. We're not just talking about the how-tos, but also the whys and the mindset and those sneaky limiting beliefs that love to crash the party. So Wolfgang, let's begin by just having you share a little bit about your journey of where you came from having a very successful law practice to then becoming, you know, a very, very successful leader in the field of network marketing.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, that's a really complex question. But allow me first, because in your introduction, you used the word mystery, the mystery of success and so on. A lot of people ask me, Wolfgang, what is the secret to success? Or, you know, the myth or the mystic stuff. And that is already the first thing where you can program yourself wrong and block yourself. Because then you think it's a secret and I'm not knowing it, so it's okay that I'm not successful. Or it's a mystery or whatever. So when someone asks me like this, why you want it to be a secret, that you have a good excuse, not live up to yourself, to higher potential? Because if you ask people, how do you feel? Or isn't it like this that you know you could do better? That you know there is more potential for you? And so far, everybody agreed. So, and I went totally off track with my law office and whatever I had there, different companies, financial advice, tax accounting companies, and so on, even kind of construction building in the end. Wolfgang didn't really know where to go in life. So I was born after the war. My dad had not the possibility to really go to school in the wartime. So, and that was the kind of time the kids should have better. So you sent the kids to a higher school. And this was so kind of logic Now you need to go to university. I felt a lot of injustice in my life before, in school and everywhere. So maybe now I study justice and can do more for justice. You lived for a long time, not really having a lot of money. So I worked part-time the things and came into a company where I was selling real estate. And I made suddenly a lot of money. I was somehow clever before I had the official permission to name myself lawyer. I had already rented rooms. I had already a lawyer employed and the lady who had experience how to run a law office, because I knew I have no clue. I didn't learn that. Right. Yeah. And so that's why this was in Berlin. We studied in Berlin and started that. But then I made more money with selling real estate. So I stopped that. And finally, also, I left Berlin, different reasons. And Berlin at that time with the wall was a very limited area. Mm-hmm. So I went to Northern Germany, where I was born, and lived there for a while, and we made financial advice company, selling a lot of real estate and making a lot of money. But when we were selling real estate, and you want to have to finance them, in Germany, you need to prepare for the bank income statements and everything, tax stuff, and so on. And a lot of employed people didn't have that really. So we needed to organize that they get things done. And the crazy thing in Germany is, even if you didn't study taxes, the moment you become a lawyer, you're allowed to make a stamp on tax declarations. Yeah. And then we found someone who put someone the numbers together, and he had connections to a lawyer, and they made a stamp. And they took a lot of money for that. And then finally I said, oh, okay, I can get my license again for making stamps. That is nice. So that was a simple idea, having the right to make the stamps, that we save money or keep the money for ourselves. But then we created the next problem, kind of problem, because now the clients came back. So you made the stamp with the tax. Can you do the total tax declarations for the future for us and everything? And so on. Oh, here, I have a friend who wants also to have the tax done by you. I said, oh, I wanted to do the stamps. And now they came with the real task. And it was really, so what did I do? I created a new company, hired people to do that. So, and then it was a little bit more difficult in Northern Germany. So I moved to Hamburg, and in the best address, fine. And so by this being kind of forced, at least I felt forced from the outside. But in the end, it was, I couldn't say no, really. Mm. I just wanted to sell real estate. Was it a kind of greed in it? Jealousy, someone else takes the money? So it was not really my purpose in having a tax company. So the thing got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then one day we managed 5 floors with employees. And it was, the facade was great. We had great clients. It looked super great. But Wolfgang inside was unhappy, unfulfilled. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, I can explain it now. At that time, I was not aware, had not the consciousness to see what was happening there. I today say I corrupted myself, get rid of everything, gave the tax company to someone who was there, the law office to an employed lawyer, got rid of everything, and even one company we closed down totally. It's very hard for some people to understand if you have a million in debt that you feel free. So I was introduced to network marketing. Some women are doing it part-time, so had nothing to do, nothing for real man, you know. Times were changing. Well, because I did vacation in Florida and someone gave me a product, what really helped me with back pain and everything. So I was looking for the product in Germany because they didn't tell me really what network marketing is at the time and that I could do it. Then I found finally the company was selling this product, and I went to the company that was at the headquarters in England. And there I realized somehow that it's network marketing. And there were some people just coming from America. And so suddenly I got the sponsor and jumped into it. But when you analyze it deeper, the little boy who wanted to do something for justice, and he went off track. Like I said, it was nice in the beginning to have this little crocodile. And it was really fun caressing it and feeding it a little bit. But then one day my crocodile was so big, says, you better feed it, otherwise it eats you. Until I finally said, okay, cut off the head of the crocodile. Okay, I go on the Million and Apps. But then it was over. I didn't need to feed the crocodile anymore. And also from the logic, I understand if you want to make the money to pay it back, you need to have something where you can make a lot of money. And simply that is in sales. And I experienced it somehow when I sold real estate. Oh, if I was just selling, I was just selling. It's like a real estate agent. You can get a good commission even if you don't need to build all the stuff. You don't even need to have a big office to sell or be an agent in real estate. So that was one part of the idea. Okay, what can I do if I don't have an office, not to invest too much? And it's kind of selling. But what? And I don't want to sell my soul again. And when network marketing came, and I got the idea of, and the company at that time had the slogan of humans being more, so that we are all, maybe we should live a different lifestyle. And I experienced, that's what part of my stress in the office was. I was 20 years kind between walls to learn from school, university, until I was allowed, because I got a special certificate after this 20 years, which said, you're allowed now to put this sign in front of a door and sit between walls the next 20, 30 years. And that's what I call life. So I realized that might be normal for a lot of people who are normed, but that's not natural life. And then I realized with the little boy of justice and have an idea how people can more happy or create their finances to be free, that network marketing, with the idea, I help people to be free. I help people to grow, that they learn to sell and get rid of this trained employee slavery thinking, feeling. Yeah, like in school, don't talk with your neighbor, don't deedle, what they all crazy stuff do, that you just function in a factory. So I suddenly could work on, when we come back to kind of justice, help them to grow. So what looks from the outside, that was a big disaster giving up the office. It was for me a kind of progress coming to what I really wanted to accomplish in life, what my soul wanted to do. And we had financial advice and real estate because of taxes and blah, blah, blah. And now I could help people to build their own business, to build something for the long run, for their pension, for even hand it over to kids and everything. So building people in mindset and in personal development and supporting them to have the financial background, what they really want for their dreamed lifestyle. So that was not then a step back. It was progress. But I needed to get radical off all the chains and balls I tied to my legs first, and get out of the facade thinking and coming, at least in the first step, so much closer to me, what I really want to bring to the world. And then I used network marketing really also from stage and everything, just more teaching what life is all about. And then we created a community. People used the products. I got royalties or bonus or whatever you call it, and created a lifestyle from there on. And since now, it was 98, 97 when I closed down the office, till today, 24. So 27 years now, I live a free life. And yeah, try to do my best. If it's with UK Health Radio and Winning for Life, because building the law office, building the facade was just the idea about winning in life. Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Getting a trophy, having more money than others or whatever, the bigger car. And I was focused on that, and it killed me inside. And the crazy thing was on that, well, for a lot of people, hard to understand, if you stop it, get rid of this way of living and thinking, well, what is really life? And you ask also the universal laws. And if you really aligned with the universal laws, so that's for life, how life and natural functioning out there is real, and you adjust to the laws, you can be so much more fulfilled. And I even created more wealth, and you can keep it, because what you get on the wrong way, yeah, like we said, if you get fast money, it's all fast gone. Yeah, so yeah. Then you can really live a totally different life. So that was a very short answer to your question.
So what I took away from that was, it's not enough to just change what you're doing on the outside. That you first had to make that decision to change yourself.
Yes. And then I then go back to the law office and to share something. I tried to do it on the outside. I tried first to get partners in. I failed with that. Then I got a headhunter. Find me people for that who doing that. Failed dramatically. It cost me another million then. And I had with three people for law, tax, and everything. It cost me more stress, because I didn't hire really people who wanted to be entrepreneur in this area. I hired people, energetically also, who were willing to take the shit I didn't want to have.
Right.
But I didn't step out. So I didn't make the shift inside or try to work it outside, and I created even more. Or like they say, the universe throws little stones first and then bigger and bigger and bigger. So the more I resisted to my necessary change inside, I got more problems on the outside. And when I was ready to cut off everything, not being attached anymore to the facade, not to the super business card, or Wolfgang had, wow, the best address and everything, just cut everything on the outside off and just focus, what is my soul, my true self, directing me and going this? And that changed everything.
So do you think that's about really getting in touch with your why?
You can say it like this, but I'm today working a lot with the words and make it so much more clear. And then need to understand what you understand from the why. And I think there are different layers. I had one episode about the five true selves. And the first is just understand who you are. For thousands of years, they always say, figure out who you really are. And simply today, I would say, figure out where the brain is tricking you, where the left brain thinking is tricking and limiting you. And when I just say, connect with your true self, it's just, first of all, just about the connection. You don't need a why for this. The true self has in this way no why in the non-duality. There is no why in that. It just is.
Yeah.
But if we think the true self, and you understand that you are the true self, the second self I say is the self-empowerment or self-encouragement. Dare to live it. Not like live up to it. No, just live what you truly are. And I think, is this a why? For me, it's not really a why. It's just the natural thing to do. If you are this, live it. And then comes the self-determination. And here we can come closer to a why. Because first of all, the word has two meanings. And it's like kind of call it crossroad or whatever. It's a really important point for decision. First of all, self-determination means the self should decide. The true self should decide. And a lot of workshops about today, what do you really want? And this, make your goal collage or whatever with pictures. It's not the self, it's the ego. Or as a neighbor again. Yeah. What my way up to the big office was not self-determination. Oh, for a stamp, I do that. It was ego stuff. Yeah. But the ego, you could have asked, why you make an office? Why? I had given you an why. So, and the other part is then from the huge consciousness for your huge true self, where is no limits, the universe, unlimited possibilities. The moment you decide, then the self decides, let's say, we incarnate, then you need to make a limitation. And here, maybe that's why I say, start the why. Why you go to planet Earth? Well, maybe there's no one. Okay, then we need to go to planet Earth. But why you go to Scotland to incarnate? There are other possibilities. And why you go in the dentist work? So it's every day, like Wolfgang says, and then finally I studied law. But in the end, I can do I become a lawyer, do a good court, go and do that. And it's always decisions in the limitation process. And there is always different whys. Yeah. And simply we say, what do you want to experience? And there I even say you don't need the why. because I learned from Bob Proctor, if you feel something inside coming really through you from your higher self, and you feel, oh, I want to do this, you don't need to justify it, not even for yourself. So then the fourth is self-experience. What do you want to experience? And there you actually don't need really a why. You just feel, I want to experience it. But number five, I want to do the impact. What kind of self-realization you want to have on planet Earth. And then comes, I choose lawyer because of. I choose that because of. And there comes a why. I choose this because my purpose in life is that. But the other things needs to be clear first. And that's why a lot of people are just going from the surface why, and then, you need to connect with your why, and they do something, create something. Left brain, ego. Or you can ask, mommy, what should be my why? And she will tell you. And it's not really, is it really coming from the higher self through you and not created by the left brain?
So then next comes your seven step to success program. You know,
especially when you want to create an impact on planet Earth. What is it what you want to experience? You don't need really the seven step for success. This is for the fifth level of self. What is it what I want for a kind of impact? What is it what I really want to live here on planet Earth? And there it starts with a decision. Because I see a lot of people programmed doing what other people think. Yeah, when I go back to my I decided to take partners on board to get out of the trouble. I decided the headhunter, and this was a kind of decision. But I only could get out of all the stuff when I finally made the decision, I don't want that this go. I don't want to have it anymore. I don't want to be dependent anymore. So what is the true thing for the inner Wolfgang? It's nothing from the outside. What is the quality I want to live? And it can be kind of general. And my main decision is I never, ever want to be dependent on banks. So I suddenly needed to stop everything because I was depending on bank. Yeah. So that was a general decision. And the general decision is so important because there you make a change in frequencies. My old ego couldn't continue with the next steps. And this is the main thing where I'm asking today, whatever people want and everything, did you do a decision? Because I had learned goal setting. You need to know what you want, the goal connection. But I never made a decision to really change myself.
Yeah.
So I made all the decisions in my past. Oh, I can have a stem. I go get a law. Da, da, da. It was just outside dominated. Yeah, in a totally different way. Everything is decision. Go left or right is a decision. But the decision to change the frequency, no. I was greedy, jealous. Okay, stem, going for stems, going for the offers and everything. So I was totally on the same frequency. Yeah. It's like I was in the same prison cell, but decided, oh, in the cell I can do something different. I didn't decide to be out of prison. And that is the big thing with the seven steps. What kind of impact I really want to do. It's not just what I want to have. And then, okay. And like Bob, I learned from Bob also with the goal achiever, it's not so important what you get. It's a question of who you become.
Yeah.
And this is, I want to be someone different. Even if I know knowing exactly, I knew I need to go out there. I want to be free. I want to be outside the prison. And then I can check what is there. So then comes this second step of fact finding. Find the facts, even if they're brutal. So I needed to accept, oh, I was greedy, I was that, these, I went for that, I didn't dare to stand up for myself, or whatever all came. Also, oh, this is not working, or the bank wants that, and you can find everything. But I remember in times when I had financial stress before the million in debts, that was less stress. When I was in the way of pleasing banks, can I afford the next loan or whatever? Oh, and look, my real estate, oh, let's create the value higher, or the costs lower. So I tricked myself all the time. From Warren Buffett, later I learned, when he is writing letters to shareholders, the first thing is he writes about all the mistakes. He says, if I'm not putting out my mistakes first, I start to trick myself. If I start to trick myself, I will be a bad investor. Because if you face the brutal facts and they're totally clear, then you can solve the problem. Because on the level of duality, where the problem is a solution. But if you trick yourself, you never will find the right solution. So that was a tough part to learn. So make a decision, find the facts, and then make a clear goal setting, what you really, really want. Just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Be in the frequency of the goal. That was a classical saying. Well, what does that mean? You need to change your frequency. You need to change your frequency. Here comes the law of attraction. You need to change your frequency where the attraction is kind of automatic. And you need to change your frequency, and from there, you need to make plans. You need to make plans. We need to act here on planet Earth, and the sixth step is action. And it's really misunderstanding for a lot of people. They think, law of attraction, is kind of one, everything. No, it's not that simple. In the word attraction is the word action. But the action needs 100% to be aligned with what you want to attract. You're not allowed to violate the frequency. If you do something from a different frequency, you never can get it. That's why Bob always says, you can't work towards from where you are. Because this is the wrong frequency. You need to go on the frequency first. Well, and if you understand more, the time thing, there is no past, there is no future, even if you believe there is a past and a future. No, We are living in the here and now, and there's nothing else. You can use the here and now to think about kind of past, but you can't be in the past. You can't go in the past. You can't go in the future. And that's why Bob also said, when you make a goal card or whatever, start with the sentence, I'm so grateful and happy that now that is. Because there is only a now. And if you say, tomorrow, I want to become, it will never work. Because in the rest of the life, you can become, but never get, never be. And it's a be, to do, to have. For a lot of people, it helps. Maybe the Scottish, there is a pub that has a big sign, tomorrow free beer. Yeah, you can come next day and ask for the beer. He says, no, no, not today. Why not today? It says, tomorrow. Tomorrow is free beer. That's how most people live, because they're not integrated in the presence. And that's what I did also in my old life. And oh, I need to do this for that. I need to do this for that. And it never worked out.
It's almost as if we've had it backwards. We keep believing we need to do in order to be, when really it's we need to be in order to do.
I mean, you came in the order. What do you mean? In the right order? Yes.
Yeah.
But the being is so much more important that you quite often not need to do anything. Mm. Because the difference in what kind of doing, you need to do something for your frequency somehow. Yeah. If it's a decision and be there, you need to protect yourself to say no to things that you're not violating the frequency. Because when you're a musician and you know a lot of superstars and so let's go to musicians or whatever. If they are a musician, if they have music in their blood, would you say, okay, now I know that I have music in my blood, now I do music? Yeah. I guess you never would say, now you need to do, oh, it's 12 o'clock, you need to do. No. Maybe they need to be at 8 p.m. on stage. But if you have it in your blood, you live it. And you can maybe learn, oh, I can maybe different chords on the guitar or everything, or we can mix it different. But it's not about doing in this way. Yeah. And like you shared also your experience with Coldplay in the beginning, wanting, and now it's about giving. And this is the different thing with doing. They're focusing not on doing music, they're focusing on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I got it, I serve the world by creating awareness. Yeah. How do I do awareness? No. Yeah, so,
And you mentioned also about the giving earlier when you said, when the person introduced you to the product that helped with your back pain, and your train of thought right away was thinking of, there's a lot of people out there that are suffering from back pain. Mm-hmm. And it's from that place of giving, trying to have an impact and change those people's lives for the better. It wasn't so much of trying to get something.
Oh, well, this is nice that you're saying that, but at the moment I was thinking that, I was still in the, oh, I cannot make enough money with that to pay back the billion. Mm-hmm. So I was also in that point. But on the journey, I learned. Because I learned also, like a networker going to a higher rank, I wanted to be. My ego wanted to be the higher rank. And we didn't have Zoom or internet at that time, but we had a kind of voice message system. So, and it was important at one point, because otherwise I couldn't get it done the next rank, that a few people got what they called diamonds. So yeah. I made a message. Are you interested in having a diamond group? That you become diamonds? Nobody answered back. No one. I was really pissed off. I had such a great idea. But nobody answered back. 6 months later, Finally, I got it. I got a night with fever. Sweaty. I needed to make a transformation in myself because the first message was ego-driven. I wanted to have the higher rank. I wanted somehow to misuse them that I get the higher rank. And luckily, they were all healthy enough not to answer. They got the frequency. And when I got this after the sweaty fever night, I said, what did I do? And then it is the other way around. Who is there ready to be helped for me or from others? Who are we allowed to support to go to the diamond rank? And when I got that, I went on the phone again and sent the message out in the same system. And I would say, maybe even the same exact wording. Who is interested in building a diamond group? It took me tuck, 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 tuck. Yeah, in 1 hour, everybody answered back, yes, we want. Because I felt a totally different frequency. And we made it also like this. I orchestrated it, brought them together in one room, and then said, the best way is we support each other. So who goes first, who goes second, and that we can combine it, maybe fly in, help you with presentations and everything. And I go out and you now create who goes first, second, and so on. But I couldn't do it in the beginning. So it's nice that you believe that I was always like this. No, I needed some sweaty, awful nights to get it.
Yeah. So do you think that's the, and I hate to use the word mistake, but do you think that's the approach that most people take in network marketing when they first get involved? Is that they're out there with the ego driven, trying to get stuff.
I wouldn't limit it to network marketing. That's where we trained. We come off planet Earth, and we know we're not able to survive up by ourselves. We need some support from, let's call them parents, the big guys who can give food and everything. And most of us, nearly all of us, grew up in a world where they say, I have kids. Not I have the responsibility. I was ready to invite a soul. I'm curious who will come to support a soul, even if it's totally different than my ideas of life. That's the problem with democracy. I love democracy if you have the same opinion than me. Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yes, and you see it in America now, in Germany, before elections, how they're fighting each other. So they violate, but that's how we grow up. And I had crazy schools in kindergarten. First of all, what they teach about God. Then in school, you need to sit still and you need to learn this. And even in mathematics, you come to the right solution, but there's no, that's not the way I wanted it. I wanted it different. So all crazy stuff. And you learn, you better shut up. It's not about me. Like I said, I came as an apple on planet Earth, but unfortunately in a parent family, the parent kindergarten, parent neighbors, what should the parent neighbors think of you? Blah, 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 blah. And one day, everybody thinks like that. The only one who can be wrong, it's me. So undermine my self-esteem, everything, just survival strategies. And then we go on with the survival strategies. And because it's my survival, then I focus first on money. And today, if you look at wars, if it's Ukraine, if it's wherever political parties, what you see in America now for the election, the way how they treat each other. So, and that's the people we vote for. They're creating a world you don't want to live in. In the German-speaking area, there are more than 1,000 companies. They call it the hidden champions. They're leaders in their field, market leaders on planet Earth, world champions. But a lot of things you don't know about. Whatever piece they produce. And there was someone was studying them. What is different with them? And guess what? In average, their prices are, at times of survey, 18% higher than the market price. But how can they be world champion and the customers are not running away when it's somewhere else cheaper? Because the customers know they have customer focus. They're focusing on a special solution for myself. It's about quality and relationship, quality in the product. It's a quality in involvement. Yeah, how we work together for the future. And if this costs more, on an obvious first in the price. But if you calculate it right, it's so much cheaper. It's not just simply looking at prices, you're looking at value, whatever.
I was out shopping for a pair of shoes and my right foot is a full size bigger than my left foot. And so I always have a challenge with it. And I must have gone into half a dozen shops and I was explaining all the time to the store assistant that the left foot fits perfect. The right foot always felt squished. And finally, I went into this shop and the woman said to me, "Oh, that's no problem. Let me stretch the right shoe for you." She took out the insole. She said, "You see the size of the insole? It's really quite thick. Let me try this other insole in it. It's thinner." And she put that in. But it was the value and that relationship. And I said to her, "You're the first person that's actually listened to what my problem is and took the time to offer a solution."
Money is never an issue, said Bob. Yeah, well, it's tough to learn. If you're in the survival mood, you always think the solution is money.
Well, Wolfgang, this has been a fantastic conversation as usual. And certainly I'll be harvesting the good in this. Everyone else can get, I know they will get a lot of benefit from it, to be better equipped for winning for life.
Thank you for joining part one of Steve Harvey and Wolfgang Sonnenberg's conversation. Tune in next week for part two. You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.